Ditch Rider, a Neil Hamel mystery by Judith Van Gysen, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. I have the only house on Mirador Road with a courtyard. It's my buffer between the living room and the street. My neighbors live in cinderblock houses and trailers. Their only buffers are the cars and trucks parked in their scraped bare yards. In my hood, the smaller the house, the greater the number of vehicles parked in front of it. The neighbors have chain-link fences and an occasional rose bush or plum tree. I have a weed that grew into a Siberian elm and shades my courtyard in summer. In the winter, the bare branches mark time on the wall with their shadows. My courtyard has a banco, an adobe bench, growing out of the wall, a brick floor, and a struggling rose bush planted by a previous owner. The adobe wall snakes across a wooden door that has a chevron pattern to the boards. There's enough space between the V's to see the outline of who's coming, but not the details. When the bell rings, it can be someone trying to sell me black market t-shirts, or just checking to see if anyone's home. Or else it's Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons on the conversion trail. This time it was a small person with a halo of blonde hair. "Who's there?" I asked before flipping the latch.
"Cheyenne."
She sounded harmless, so I opened the door. My visitor had a mane of blonde curls pulled high above her head and tumbling down her back.